This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
The Party Line Crew.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Happy, happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Hopefully, you're not having a day like this parent had, because, you know, it's been a long week for some people. We've all been there, right? But the cops near Atlanta know mornings can be hectic. Still, they're reminding parents that kids shouldn't come to school with a beverage that requires an ID. Some poor distracted mom or dad accidentally packed their third grader's lunchbox with what looked like a soda, but was actually a can of lemon drop martini.
That sounds like a great lunch.
So, yeah, the third graders there are having an awesome lunch and recess wherever they are in Atlanta today. I get it, though. You know, everybody's busy. You're trying to get maybe multiple kids and get their lunches together. You just grab it up. Oops.
Let's not keep the lemon drop martini next to the Sprite, okay?
Wonder if that made it home or the principal.
That's right.
Was in their office under the desk enjoying that, maybe. I don't know.
Probably.
Speaking of principals, in the second half of Party Line today, we will be hosting the Clinton Prairie High School and Elementary principals, Luke Harlow and Kirsten Cook. So we're looking forward to that coming up. But first, we do need to thank our sponsors for Party Line, TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com. And you know, it's your free local online newspaper, Clinton, Carroll, and Boone County Daily News.com.
We'll also thank our Hoosierland TV sponsors, the WILO Party Line online telecast on Hoosierland TV, brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Genda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoops, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, The Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marchand's Window Tinting, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, and Avery Home Store.
Copper Electric Services. I like that, you know, Copper Electric. And I thought that was really creative.
Okay.
Like Marchand's Window Tinting, we stick it where the sun shines. Very creative there, yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you to all of our sponsors. We appreciate them. And we appreciate you listening as well. Yesterday, I had a chance to get to the mayor's first of the year sparkling success. Melissa and I went leadership series luncheon, and that was another great luncheon. Cindy Hoy, who has been with the Indiana State Fair for many, many years, was the guest speaker. It was really good. We're going to try and get her on. She is retiring very soon. But you talk about a lady that has some stories.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
So it was very fun listening to her yesterday. And so we are going to try and get her on. It was a great program. And those are really a lot of fun to go to. And Shoops, of course, knocked it out of the park again with the catering, because since she was from the speaker was from the state fair, they did state fair food. And they even gave everybody a little pack of cotton candy.
Oh, yeah.
It was really
That's
cool.
Awesome.
Yes. And so fair food. We had little corn, mini corn dogs and Mexican street corn and slaw and a little pulled pork sandwich. It was just a really cool
That's
thing
awesome.
Yesterday. So yeah. Shoops knocked it out of the park with the food again as well. We are super lucky around here to have great caterers, and they are one of those groups of great caterers. Unfortunately, Purdue lost last night.
It did. To Michigan State.
What? This is too close to March Madness to be losing a game. I'm just saying.
This is, I don't think this is the Purdue team that everyone expected at the beginning of the season. They're still coming together, which is not the time.
This is not the time.
Not
yes,
the time
we
to
should
still
have
be
done
coming
that.
Together. But yeah, another loss last night for Purdue, 76-74 to Michigan State. They're right now 22-6,
which is still decent.
Eight in the country. They're looking at a 2 or a 3 seed. Kind of depends on how they do in the Big Ten tournament coming up in a few weeks. But we'll see. I think a lot of the experts don't peg them as a title contender right now, but things can change in the next few weeks.
Well, I hope they do. or that's not going to fare well for them. That is not the only sport happening. Down in Indy, it's the Combine, right?
Yeah, NFL Combine down in Indy. This is one of the best things that Indianapolis gets to host every single year is the NFL Combine. It's a lot of fun, brings a lot of people to the city of Indy, and so I think it's a great event, and they always do a great job down at Lucas Oil. And so a lot of the top athletes getting ready for the NFL draft, a lot of the top athletes in the country are in Indianapolis doing the 40-yard dash, the bench press, the cone drill, a little bit of everything.
Can people just go down and watch?
Yeah, you can.
That's what I thought.
You have to get a ticket, but the tickets are free, I believe. I'm not sure if they're still selling tickets because I know it started already, but I'm sure that you could look that up and find it on the Colts website or something like that, or the NFL website. But yeah, tickets are free. You just have to have a ticket to get in.
Mm-hmm. So that's not something I've been to. Do they have activities surrounding that like they did when we hosted the big game a while back?
Oh, I'm sure they do have different things going on for kids to do and different activities. And you walk around the concourse and see old stuff. And yeah,
it's probably a good chance to see some people, players, that will ultimately maybe be super good and famous.
I mean, some of the top guys, Notre Dame's Jeremiah Love is at the Combine. Jacob Rodriguez from Texas Tech, he's the linebacker that was in the Heisman race. A lot of the best quarterbacks are throwing, I believe, Fernando Mendoza is going to be there.
I was going to say, will he be there?
A lot of the quarterbacks will do some of the drills or do some of the 40-yard dashes, stuff like that, but then a lot won't throw at the Combine. They'll wait till each college has a pro day for scouts to come specifically to that college to watch all of the seniors and NFL draft eligible players do a pro day. So it's kind of like their own mini combine where you're just looking at one school. So a lot of quarterbacks, instead of throwing at the combine, will choose to throw at their pro day instead.
Melissa Miller just texted me and said Mendoza's Heisman Trophy is on display down there.
Okay.
So that's kind of cool.
That is pretty neat. I didn't know that.
Maybe you can go down and get your photo with it.
I'm sure Kyle has already called out sick of class and is on his way down there to take a picture with the Heisman Trophy. Probably get a Heisman Trophy t-shirt, too. I don't think that Kyle has taken off his IU gear since they won. I have not seen him in not something IU since they won.
That's funny. Okay, well, if you were into it, you can check out the NFL Combine this weekend in Indy, so that will be coming up. Melissa says, yeah, he had it on under his FFA sweatshirt yesterday as well. So he's double repping, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now, locally, next week, you get a little bit of a reprieve this weekend. You don't have any games this Friday night or Saturday night, correct?
Correct.
We will still have Inside the Huddle. But next week, you're going to be busy.
It is going to be busy. It's the start of the boys basketball state tournament sectional round, and we'll have coverage of sectional 54, Clinton Prairie, Rossville, Clinton Central, Carroll, along with Bethesda Christian, Frontier, and Traders Point Christian, all in that sectional. We'll have as many as 6 games next week for you right here on WILO.
Yes, and those, of course, are on the radio. You won't be able to watch those on HoosierlandTV.com. So for those of you, Carl, who still like to hear sports on the radio, you will have your chance to do that all next week, Carl. Not mentioning any names, Carl. So if you have questions or comments on anything, we'd love to hear from you today, 659-3338. We do have guests coming in at the halfway point. In the meantime, you and your wife, temporarily, we have a baby on the way, so it's just you in the car. What's some of the things that drives you crazy when you're in the car with somebody else?
Some of the things that drive me crazy when I'm in the car with somebody else, playing bad music. Because usually my wife is it gets the aux. Right now it's just the Apple CarPlay, but she usually gets to play the music. But if she's playing music I don't like, then and I can't focus, and it's just annoying. And
so wait, you don't have that rule, driver picks the music?
No, passenger picks the music.
Oh, no. I have that rule. If I'm doing the driving, I pick the music.
Okay.
Now, and that goes for whoever's driving in my car. If it's my husband or kid.
Usually Mariah has that rule when she's driving, but it's the opposite when I'm driving.
I understand that. Well, what's even worse than leaving trash behind in someone's car or eating spaghetti in the passenger seat? According to a new survey, what we hate the most about passengers is a backseat driver.
Oh, yeah.
That did stir something. Is she a bad backseat or side seat driver?
Well, it's just like you see brake lights about a mile away. Oh, babe. They're braking. Yeah, I know. I can see it.
That's funny.
Like,
it made the list.
I can get over. Or hey, this she does this one a lot. Hey, this lane ends. Yeah, in 6 miles. I'm okay here.
On average, 13 minutes of it is all we can stand. Other stuff that drives us nuts includes playing around with the radio without asking, yelling stop when you're already braking, and slamming the door too hard. So those are a few. Do I side seat drive? I do the driving, so she doesn't. Come on in. We want you in here, too. Mel has rejoined us from the FFA breakfast this morning, which sounded good. Sounded like you had fun this morning.
Oh, yeah. I always do. Always have fun with the kids.
So now that FFA
week is almost over.
FFA week for us. I know they still have a few more activities, but for us on the radio has kind of wrapped up.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a feel. How did it go?
I think it went great. I mean, let's face it, FFA kids, 4-H kids, DECA kids. I mean, we have a lot of great kids in our schools in this area. They have great mentors, great teachers. Parents play a big part of that as well, along with our community leaders. But these kids know how to talk. I mean, you walk in, you smile at them, and you say, what do you want to talk about? And they've got it down pat. They know exactly what they want. They are prepared. And even if they aren't prepared, they're really good off the cuff, too. So, but the breakfasts were successful. The dinner at Clinton Prairie was amazing.
So I was going to say that was a change up this year.
Yes.
And actually coming in later, we have high school principal Kirsten Clark, and then elementary principal Lou Carlo coming in. But it was a change this year for Clinton Prairie to go from a breakfast to a dinner.
Well, and I asked him about that. And the reason why, and the turnout was fantastic. They had, I'm going to say, probably at least 30% more, if not closer to 50% more people that came to the dinner than you were able to stay. You didn't have
starts in the morning and people kind of get out.
Well, you got to get to work. They've got classes going to be starting. The kids didn't have that hurried tension either, you know, trying to hurry up, get everything done so that they can get to class. They think they're going to continue that if possible, because they just, and I can tell you that the community, the people of the community enjoyed it more.
Again, probably because they had more time to sit
They did. They could sit. You could socialize.
Tell stories.
I drug my husband to that one because he never has time to go to the breakfasts because he's already working. So I told him, I said, you need to come. So he went with me, and he saw so many people that he never gets a chance to visit with.
Yes.
You know, even at the banquets, we go to the banquets of all three schools, and even there's just such a regimen of everything that has to be done, you know, because they're getting through all the awards and everything else. And then once it's over with, you know, they're trying to pack up and get out of there. You don't really get that time to socialize and visit with the community. So now I got to admit, we still had quite a few of us sitting at Clinton Central in the cafeteria, and we weren't being ushered out, so we were able to sit and visit there. Of course, the kids were already
in class,
you know,
and
gone
such.
And going to class and everything, but the community was still sitting there. But yeah.
Well, and I had a chance to go to Clinton Prairie last night. Kai and Sadie were signing their letters of intent, and so you can check that. We'll have some photos, and we'll have an article up on that on Clinton, Carroll, and BooneCountyDailyNews.com. So be sure and check that out later for photos of that coming up as well.
We've been invited to come out to Clinton Prairie today.
Again? Okay.
Yeah, you and I are supposed to come out. I'm just supposed to text and let them know when we're on our way so that they can be there at the door for us. But we're supposed to come out to the petting zoo. and to the ag ed section for, with the elementary kids.
So, that sounds fun, yeah, actually.
Yeah, no,
that does not sound like work at all.
I literally have been told that we must attend, so
okay,
anyway.
Okay, well. That might be a fun must attend. We may try to make
yeah, make that happen. So,
If you have questions or comments this morning, 659-3338. We've just been kind of socializing here this morning and talking about sports and
yeah, I was other listening
things.
On the way in.
So. Uh huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Kyle was a lot of fun yesterday. Believe me. So he's already prepping for next week. I will forewarn you right now because I know he's in class and he can't hear us. He's prepping for next week, so be prepared. I don't know what kind of surprises you're going to walk into.
Well, it's funny. He's got this stack of little notes, like sticky notes, and he'll just write down one thing he wants to say, put it in front of him, and by the time we're ready to start the game, he's got about 15 to 20 sticky notes in front of him.
It looks like SNL's prep board for the whole
yeah,
season.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And so he'll just, you know, make his point. All right. Take that one away. All right, make his next point. Take that one away. And like, all right, that's one way to do it.
That must be the t-shirt in him coming out.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
We don't mean to be telling stories, but...
No, I just think it was hysterical, though. Just
well, we've been yesterday. Wanting to get a broadcaster cam, you know, have that on Kyle the whole time. And
yeah.
It's funny. He wants a teleprompter to be able to, or a telestrator to be able to draw on the court and, you know... talk about what plays the other team is running, stuff like that. So that's next for Hoosierland TV is to get a telestrator.
Well, we
that
did get a nice compliment on you guys last night.
We
got a few, so congratulations. Yeah. You guys do a wonderful job. People
you
enjoy
do.
Listening to you.
That's,
we love enjoy listening to you.
That's all we've heard, too. Everywhere we go, we hear Sam and Kyle is fantastic.
And it's so funny. It's from the parents. Like, I didn't think I'd have anything to listen to anymore, but then you guys got Sam and Kyle, and we just keep listening. And I'm like, well, thank you. We appreciate that.
Exactly.
So,
But I did hear stories on Sam too at the last game at the Central Rossville girls game.
Oh, we don't want to talk about those stories.
Yeah, just something about anxious and getting upset about why did they do this and why did they not do this stuff that wasn't coming on the air. But he was coaching from the sideline.
Oh yeah, I do that quite a bit.
I was going to say that's easy to do for
it
those
is.
Of us that
it
are
is.
Sitting up in the stands.
I was coaching from the armchair at home. So yeah. Yeah, so.
We've talked a lot about it here recently. What would you put in a time capsule that won't be opened until the year 2276? And this is all stemming from, of course, that this year coming up is the 250th anniversary of America. So what's something that you would put in a time capsule? Mine is in this green can right here. I would put a Mountain Dew in there.
I'm sure somebody probably already has, and it's probably imploded all over everything they put in it.
Ruined everything else, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Because there's so many things.
I think for me, I would want to put, because I come from an agricultural background, I think what I would like to put in there is just the progress that's been made and how... you know, just something to document that we've gone from the antique equipment and the horse pole and, you know, mule pole, ox pole equipment to, you know, technology now where almost everything's got a computer in it.
Everything does have a computer.
Yeah,
almost,
exactly.
We almost do.
Or iPads, you know everything is programmed. They can sit there and they can punch the numbers in and they get everything instantaneously.
To see how technology continues.
And how that has impacted the actual industry. Because agriculture is not just a farm, it's an industry.
And, I think we could do the same thing with radio as well. I mean,
yeah,
think about how radio started. And now you can stream from anywhere.
Yeah,
you can
exactly.
listen to us on your phone. So it would be fun to put something...
Oh, yeah, you should have seen not the kids, but the older adults that were coming in and out to the breakfasts and stuff. You should have seen their faces. While we were broadcasting.
Because it's changed so much.
Yeah.
We used to have to take all that huge equipment.
That you're doing it from a phone.
Set it up, and now you can do everything from an app on your phone.
Yeah.
So, and it sounds just like you're in the studio when you're using the app. It's pretty cool. What about thoughts from the sports world, Sam? Can you think of anything? I mean, sports has changed too. From the techno, I mean, helmets. I mean, think about how just much helmets have changed. Even within the last just few years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought about it. I was like, well, you could do sports cards, but no one's going to care about guys that played 250 years ago, and sports will have all have changed. So maybe you put like the different equipment like a football or a baseball? And because I can't imagine in 250 years those sports are still going to be happening.
Yeah, but I think you could still, you could take some of those cards and maybe put that, you have certain players that have impacted.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look at women's sports. Look what happened with Caitlin Clark. And the focus that she put on women's sports. So, you know, stuff like that, I think it could still...
You don't think we'll have football in 250 years?
No.
I don't think so.
We'll have new sports if we still have sports. If the world's
not
like...
Or it'll
all be digitized.
That's right, esports?
Yeah, it's going to be robots
be
playing.
Yeah, esports. Yeah.
Well, that's interesting because I hear about the esports, and it's hard for me to wrap my head around the fact that there are now arenas that get filled with, but two people are playing and everybody's just kind of watching two people play a game. And
watch the monitors, yeah.
Yeah, that just boggles my mind.
It's almost like going to a movie, but you're watching a game on the big screen, like you're watching a video game.
My grandkids do it. Yeah. And I was like, what are you guys watching? Oh, somebody play. I'm like, so you're not playing? They're like, no.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, so you're not even playing? Yeah. No. They're not the ones playing, but they're watching.
Somebody else play.
Yeah.
I have no patience for that.
Sometimes the reason why they do that, because my grandson has explained this to me, some of the reasons why they do that is because it makes them better when they do play.
Uh-huh. Well, that's
what
they said, too.
The strategies and watching how somebody else does it, and then they take that and play it, you know, incorporate it into when they play it themselves.
That's what they told me as well. I just was like, oh, my gosh, we're watching people.
Oh, yeah, my grandson does it.
Which, I guess you're sitting in an arena watching people play a football game. I knew. I could tell by the look on your face.
Exactly.
We've already had that.
That's the generation. Like I say, he's young enough to be almost my grandson. So, hey, you know.
He's doing the math.
Yeah, he is doing the math.
Uh-huh. He is young enough to be your grandson.
Pretty much.
Well,
pretty close, leastwise.
There are now plans to bury one of these time capsules in Philly's Independence Mall, but besides an American flag and some government documents, they haven't said what's going in it yet. If you have questions, if you have a thought on this, we would love to hear from you. 659-3338. They'll reveal the capsule's contents in June before locking it away until America's 500th anniversary. The tricky part will be how to store it for that long because 200 years ago, some West Point cadets buried their own time capsule. But instead of finding cool old relics, the passage of time turned almost everything in there into gray clumps of dust.
Oh, yeah.
So it will be. And then will we be doing cryogenics and weird things like that by then? I mean,
cryogenics is in place now.
I know, but like on
crazy.
A more... Will we put a Tesla in there because we've kind of moved from gasoline and electric to, you know, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see.
I don't know.
And
I don't know whether Tesla will be one of those brands that anybody will want to put in there, but that's
I didn't say I wanted to put it in there. I'm just saying it is a progression of time of things.
It is.
It doesn't have to be that brand, but I just wonder
Well, I don't know. It depends on how long the time capsule is going to be around because the batteries are only good for 12 years. So, the battery could deteriorate.
Well, maybe they'll put it in there without the battery attached.
And blow, you know. So yeah.
That's what
maybe
happened
they'll
to the
just
time
put
capsule.
The diagrams.
There you go.
Yeah, let's just put the schematics in there.
There we go.
Yeah.
Well, and think about flying has changed, and mm-hmm. I mean, we'll have probably flying cars for sure by then.
They said we were going to have flying cars today 100 years ago. So
I think it's in Dubai, of course. Not surprising that it would be happening first in Dubai, but they are going to have the combination of a drone and a helicopter, and they're actually going to be Ubers in Dubai, and they're actually, I think they're going to start using them this summer. They actually have them.
I don't know.
It's like the helicopter, but instead of the regular prop on top, it has four props. The way it's built, it's got four props that look like a drone.
I don't know that I trust a helicopter Uber driver. Like, if you can fly a helicopter or a drone,
that's the thing. I don't know whether it has a driver. Or whether it is computerized. I know.
Oh, man. Oh,
yeah, boy. Well, I'm figuring let Dubai figure that one out.
The Jetsons.
I mean, look at all of that.
It's funny how much of those cartoons, and especially The Simpsons and some of those mm-hmm. things, have come to fruition and how much they've been able to predict.
Yeah, it's kind of scary.
It is kind of scary. Who would have thought, right? Well, we'll see what happens. Now, if you're flying, I don't know if you've seen this. The airport in Tampa isn't actually banning travelers from wearing pajamas. Airports can't legally enforce a dress code except for making sure no one shows up naked or barefoot. It's all a big joke, but it's already split the internet with a bunch of travelers stoked that they wouldn't have to share an aisle with someone dressed like a terry cloth panda bear. Others say they refuse to dress up to fly on airplanes until the seats are actually comfortable enough to sit in. Thoughts on what people wear to the airport?
I saw this on Twitter yesterday, and I had a fun time just scrolling through the comments to see what everyone had to say. And yeah. It was pretty 50-50. But then one comment was like, well, when you start treating me like an actual person and not a prisoner on a plane, then I'll start dressing like a actual person.
Well, they don't have to fly. They can take another mode of transportation if they don't like it, I guess.
You know, I don't mind being comfortable, people being comfortable. But, I mean, come on. There's
a limit.
There's comfortable. I'm kind of with Mel. Then, there's comfortable and then ridiculously skimpy, no matter what your body type is.
I'm just
ridiculously skimpy.
A sweatshirt and sweatpants type. Like, that's all I'm going to ever wear on a plane. I'm not
depending. Well, my thing is depending on when my arrival is, what I'm going for.
That's true.
I mean, if I'm going for a meeting, and I'm not going to have a whole lot of time to or I don't have a place to check in and change clothes and all that kind of thing, then I'm probably going to dress for that meeting and try and be as comfortable as I can, but still be dressed for it.
I remember when I was a little girl, the first flight I took with my family. I mean, we dressed up. I mean,
I have never.
Yeah, we dressed up. And this would have been in the 70s, mid-70s. Yeah. So I wore nice pants. And I remember my dad didn't wear a tie, but he had a nice shirt. And my mom was dressed nicely. Like, we kind of dressed up. It was like a big deal for us.
Well, it kind of was a big deal
back
then.
It was, yeah. And I mean, now, I remember, it was like a big deal.
People fly all the time. Now. You fly Indy to South Bend because that's just faster.
Yeah. No, we always dress comfortable, but comfortable was jeans and a nice sweatshirt or sweater or something like that, depending on the season. But the only time I've ever had to really dress up like that was going to Washington, D.C. for conferences and going to Minnesota. I had to go to conferences, that kind of thing, where I didn't have time to go get checked into my hotel room and that thing. Then I would wear casual, but yet be able to throw a jacket on and make it look a little dressier, that kind of thing.
I don't know. I see both sides. You want to be comfortable because, I just took a very long flight and I can't imagine sitting. Because it turned out that by the time we were on that plane, ultimately for nearly 20 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't want to be not comfortable. In the same token, I don't know that I want to see somebody in their full-blown jammies either. I mean, some kind of half, like the sweats, I'm good with.
Yeah.
Sweats.
I'm good with sweats as long as they're not ripped all to shreds, that kind of thing, where there's no point in having them on anyway.
Where would you see any of those?
Yeah.
No, I get it. All right.
It's like ventilated underwear, man. I don't want to see that either.
So. Those were all my husband had when I first met him. He wouldn't buy his own underwear.
Yeah,
so by the time I met him, they were well worn.
Mine too.
That's one of the first things I did is buy that man's new underwear.
Mine had me before we even got married. He had me go shopping with him, and we bought all new clothes. He didn't take anything from his house.
That was
From his parents' house. He didn't take anything.
And a lot of what my husband had was pink because he put everything in one load at the same time. And if there was a shirt in there that bled, well, it made everything pink.
Yeah. My husband started out with a whole new wardrobe. That's what he wanted.
That's very smart.
That's literally what he wanted. Well, and I can say this now because all parties involved are gone, have passed away. But his parents, his mother dressed him and his brother alike.
Oh.
Only one was in brown and the other one was in blue. But it was the same plaid shirts, the same sweaters, the same everything. And he looked at me before we got married, he looked at me and he said, "We are going shopping. I am not taking any of this."
My husband was a twin and they didn't even always dress alike.
Yeah, no. And I had absolutely no problem with that whatsoever, so.
Oh, times do change. All right. Uh-huh. Our guests are coming up here on Party Line. We've got Luke Harlow and Kirsten. I got to make sure. Kirsten. Did she say Kirsten or Kirsten? Oh, we'll have to ask her.
I think it's Kirsten. But
Kirsten Clark.
Don't shoot me, Kirsten.
I know they're sitting back there. So yeah. We will get to them coming up. You're listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.